Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore area, give us a call. 316-316-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you've got a desktop, laptop, smartphone, a tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is MVPinsure.us. That's MVPinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is MVPinsagency@gmail.com. That's MVPinsagency@gmail.com. Had to think there for a minute. It's a lovely Thursday afternoon here. Sun is shining, but it is still chilly here in West Michigan. Hope it's warm where you are, but hey, at least there is no snow, right? Well, I just thought I would revisit, we had talked a few weeks ago about a similar subject, but I just wanted to revisit it because it is something that is certainly on everybody's minds. I recently had a conversation with clients regarding their auto insurance coverage and options to help them reduce their costs. The current economy, of course, is many people having to reconfigure their budgets with the cost of everything increasing, from gas to groceries to insurance, and wages not able to keep up with it. In talking with those clients, we've worked out the various coverage options, weighing the pros and cons financially, and eventually figuring out the right decisions for their situation. Now, I mean, cost of groceries, I mean, we're spending on average an extra $150 a month on our groceries. Our gas right here at the corner. We live about a quarter mile from the, we call it the country store, because we live out in the country. We got a co-op right here on the corner, about a quarter mile from us, and then there's a filling station. And I just noticed that gas jumped another 30 cents right here on the corner. And it's insane. So we're close to $4 a gallon again for gasoline. And I just talked to my wife. My wife had to fill up. She was near empty. And I happened to look at our checkbook and noticed that it costs almost $100 to fill up her gas tank. It's just, getting crazy. And I just got groceries, just ordered groceries online for pickup tomorrow, and looked at the grocery bill. It was $100. And I went through and I calculated everything out. I'm like, no way. Because from the outset, it looks like we've got maybe 3-4 bags of groceries. And it's not very much, but I went through and calculated everything, and it's $100. I mean, we've got some fruit, we've got some vegetables, I've got sparkling water, because I, there's no pop, I got sparkling water, because I like the carbonation. I'm trying to cut back on, drinking pop, but, I like the carbonation, so I've got sparkling water. And that's on sale at $1.25 a liter. So I've got that. I've got like red bell peppers. They're like $1 a piece. Bread is like $3 a loaf. It's just all this stuff is adding up. It's just getting insane. And, you know, in talking with clients, you know, they're like, hey, you know, we got to figure out what we're doing as far as insurance goes. And, you know, I've got insurance companies that are, you know, raising rates, you know, 20%, 30%, 40%, in an effort to keep up with the cost of inflation. It's the cost of, you know, the labor rates and cost of materials to fix vehicles, to fix homes. It's just getting insane these days with inflation. And insurance companies, unfortunately, are not charities. They aren't going to be eating that cost. They're going to be passing that on to their consumers. And so sitting down with them and explaining to them, hey, you know, things are going up all over, and it's not just you know, groceries and gas, it's insurance too, unfortunately. So we've had to have some pretty tough conversations, and I've done what I can to help them, and they've appreciated, and that's something that you need to that's important that you have a hometown insurance agent, you know, especially in this digital age. You know, it's important. I'm getting ahead of myself here. It's important before you make any changes to your insurance that you understand the implications of those changes. What may seem like a great financial deal in the short term could be a disaster in the long term. Having a hometown insurance agent to sit down is important, even in this digital age. You know, you may find a good deal online, and, you know, could be really cheap, and that's great. You know, if you can find a really great deal, but you got to ask yourself, what are you getting for your money? I mean, yeah, you're saving quite a bit of money, but what are you getting? What coverages are you getting? You know, that's one of the things you got to ask yourself. What kind of customer service are you getting? If you have a claim, what, you know, who's going to go to bat for you? If you have a question, you know, are you sure you're getting the right coverage that you need? You know, those are the questions you need to ask yourself. A lot of people who purchase their insurance online, they don't really know what coverages they need. They don't understand the coverages that they need, and they're just buying it on price. Oh, this looks good, you know. So it's really important these days that you have a hometown insurance agent that will help walk you through the process, explain to you what the coverages are, what they do, and the importance of those coverages, so that you understand how they work and why they're important, and you know, the value behind those coverages. So I'll step off my soapbox for there. So let's go through some of the important things to think about when it comes to what we're going to talk about as far as the insurance savings versus the cost. Okay. First one I want to talk about is physical damage versus PLPD. We've talked about this. PLPD is an old term, public liability and property damage, otherwise known as liability only or liability and medical only, which means that there would be no coverage to fix your vehicle in case of an accident. The PLPD is what a lot of people here in Michigan call it. I'm not sure what they would call it elsewhere, you know, it's liability only or PLPD. One of the biggest expenses when it comes to car insurance is the physical damage, and that would be the comprehensive and collision, which makes sense since the majority of claims are paid under these two coverages. I ask my clients, if you've been listening to this podcast for any number of years, I ask my clients two questions. When they ask me if they should take physical damage off their vehicles, those two questions are: number one, what is the vehicle worth? If the vehicle is worth $2,000 or less, it might be time to consider taking coverage off the vehicle. Nowadays, post-COVID, especially in this economy with inflation, you definitely want to see what your vehicle's worth. If you don't think your vehicle's not worth very much, you might want to think again, because used car prices, I believe, are up about, 25% in the last 4 years. So, you know, even though you may have 175,000 miles on it, it may be still worth some dollars. So definitely see what your vehicle's worth. Go to KBB, private party value. Go to Edmunds, private party value. Try to be as honest as possible. Don't look at the trade-in value. Look at the private party value on what you could sell it for. That should get you within the ballpark of what you could sell your vehicle on Facebook Marketplace, on Craigslist. You want to look at the private party value, okay? That will give you the ballpark of about what the insurance company will pay you for your vehicle, okay? Again, that's a ballpark. Insurance companies, they subscribe to a special program called CCC, which they'll input all the features of your vehicle, the mileage, the condition, and it's got an algorithm that'll go out and look at similar vehicles within, I think, 150-mile radius of your residence. Similar vehicles, mileage, features, conditions, all that kind of stuff, and it'll generate a figure. But what I find is the private party value of Edmunds, Kelley Blue Book, will give you a ballpark. Again, just a rough idea of what you can expect an insurance company will give you for your vehicle. If it's worth less than $2,000, second question I ask is, can you replace the vehicle in a reasonable amount of time? If the vehicle is totaled in an accident, and if it would take longer than 2 weeks to get another vehicle, you may want to keep some form of physical damage coverage. Okay. Roughly, I would say, if you can bum rides off of people, if you can get scrape by for 2 weeks until you can get some money out of your 401k, or until you can get a down payment going for another vehicle, whatever, then so be it. If it's going to take longer for you to get a down payment together, it's going to take 30 days, it's going to take 3 weeks, then you may want to consider not totally eliminating coverage, maybe putting limited collision on your vehicle, potentially increasing the deductibles, maybe, depending, but at least keeping some form of physical damage on the vehicle, so that in case it is totaled in an accident, maybe you would get enough to put a down payment on another vehicle, or be able to get maybe a Craigslist special, some sort of little beater, to get you back and forth to work until you can save up enough money to get a down payment for a decent vehicle. So, when it comes to physical damage versus PLPD, those are the questions I ask. If the vehicle is worth less than $2,000 and you can replace it in a reasonable amount of time, then yeah, by all means, go ahead and put PLPD on it. All right, so the second thing we want to look at is we want to look at the deductible options. In some cases, higher deductibles may mean bigger savings. It depends on several factors, however. The vehicle, the driver, the discounts. All of these depend on how much of a savings a higher deductible will garner. For example, going from a $250 collision deductible to a $500 collision deductible on a Ford Fusion with a single 20-year-old driver may have a larger savings impact than the same deductible change on a GMC Yukon with a married 54-year-old driver. So a younger driver on a Ford Fusion, like a smaller, sportier vehicle, the savings difference between a $250 deductible and a $500 deductible may be greater than on a GMC Yukon, which is an SUV with an older driver. Okay. So you need to weigh the savings against the deductible increase. Okay. Moving from a $250 deductible to a $500 deductible and saving $50 every 6 months, to me, doesn't make financial sense. Okay. So you're in a sense, doubling your deductible. Okay. So you're going from a $250 deductible to a $500 deductible. You're doubling your deductible and you're only saving $50. So, you know, you're saving a little less than $10 a month and doubling your deductible. Okay. Now, if the savings would be $150 every 6 months, that might be a little bit more appealing. Okay. Yeah, you're doubling your deductible, but in doubling that deductible, you're saving $150. See, so the $150 savings is a little bit more of a benefit to doubling the deductible. Because you got to weigh the likelihood of you getting into an at-fault accident and having to pay that $500 deductible versus the savings of that $150 every 6 months. So you would have to go through roughly maybe a year and a half, you know, a little over a year and a half to, you know, save up $450, you know, and then you get into an at-fault accident and then, you know, you have that $500 deductible. So to me, if moving from a $250 deductible to a $500 deductible would save me $150 every 6 months, I would definitely take that versus it only saving me $50 every 6 months. That doesn't make sense to me. So definitely weigh the savings versus the increase in your deductibles. Okay. I've seen it where moving from like on comprehensive, moving from like a $50 comprehensive deductible to a $100 comprehensive deductible saves like $5. Well, if I've got a broken windshield, I'd rather pay $50 to replace my windshield than $100. You know, so the $5 savings, it's not worth it to me to double my comprehensive deductible and me having to pay $100 for a windshield rather than $50. That saving that $5 isn't going to do it for me. Now, again, in that scenario, if it was a $30 savings or a $25 savings, then yeah, that might sway me to make a difference, you know, because then I would go, you know, a year at $25 every 6 months, you know, because then in that year I would save $50 and, you know, I would have that $100 deductible. And if I did have a broken windshield, well, in that year I would have saved $50 and then, you know, I would have had to pay, if I had to pay a $100 deductible on my windshield, I would have already saved $50. So it would have been a wash. But if it's, you know, 2 years down the road, I have a $100 broken windshield, well, I would have saved myself $100. So I still would have come out $50 savings ahead. So weigh your options as far as the savings versus the increasing your deductibles. And the last thing I want to share with you is save, don't spend. If you do decide that you need to eliminate physical damage from your vehicle, and you will set aside some of the savings as a quote-unquote emergency fund in case of a total loss, actually set up a savings account, okay? Now, we all have good intentions that, you know, hey, I am going to lose weight, or I am going to do this, or I'm going to walk 15 minutes a day, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Make an effort to do it. Okay. These days, it's very easy to set one up online with your bank and automatically have the money transferred over weekly or monthly between your primary account and a savings account. It's best to have it done automatically on payday so you don't have a chance to see that money sitting in your bank account waiting to get transferred. So if you eliminate, for example, like let's say you eliminate physical damage on your vehicle and it saves you $100 a month, okay? And you decide that half of that money you're going to set aside in a savings account so that in case your vehicle gets totaled, then you've got that savings account money to help, you know, down the road if something were to happen, you've got money in a savings account to help towards a down payment on a new vehicle or to help get you a beater, or if the damage isn't that bad, to help get it back on the road or whatever. So you're going to put half of that $100 savings that you're going to be saving into a savings account. Well, every payday, if you get paid once a week, okay, set it up so that every Thursday, your checking account automatically transfers $25 over to the savings account, okay? Or if you get paid every 2 weeks, make sure that, wait a minute. If you get paid weekly, make sure that $12.50 gets transferred over to that savings account. If you get paid biweekly or every 2 weeks, make sure that $25 gets transferred over every, you know, on the 1st and 15th of every month, or, you know, every 2 weeks or whatever. But make sure that that $50 that you say you're going to set aside out of that $100 savings, make sure that that gets transferred out of that checking account automatically into that savings account. So out of sight, out of mind. Because like I said, you see that money sitting there and you're going to want to spend it. Guaranteed. I mean, if I see that money sitting in my bank account, I'm going to want to spend it. So just make sure that you do that if that's your intention. We see so many of us, if we don't discipline ourselves, it doesn't get done. What's the old saying is, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So make an effort. If you're going to save the money, make the effort to go ahead and set that up. And again, you know, we live in a digital age, and it's very easy to, with your bank accounts online now, you can set up a separate savings account and have that automatically transferred over out of your checking account or out of your primary account into that secondary account. And out of sight, again, out of sight, out of mind. Just automatically, every paycheck, a little bit goes over to that savings account so you don't spend it. Well, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week. And again, as always, take care.